The threat of cyber attacks remains a big worry for local businesses. We've been hearing this from President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Tricia Tanis.
Over several years now, particularly as part of our disaster risk reduction program and engagement with our members, for quite a while now, we have been encouraging and engaging members to think a bit broader as it relates to catastrophes and risk. We know that the tendency is for business continuity issues and risk management to center around physical catastrophes. But of late, we have certainly brought the issue of cybersecurity and other risks onto the table as risks that are presented on a daily basis and are even more likely to occur than physical catastrophes. You would appreciate that certainly when these events occur, such has been recently reported in the media, businesses will tend to close in for obvious reasons, and that is that they don't want to expose themselves to any further security risk by divulging too much information as to how incidents have occurred, and therefore the information on the specifics certainly is not available. I would imagine, though, that as far as next steps are concerned, we do know that in this particular instance, it is interesting because there is somewhat a ransom being requested, if not in that incident, but we have been hearing reports of ransoms being requested, and certainly most corporate policies would not permit the agents or officers of those companies to actually comply with those requests for ransoms. So therefore you're facing issues such as depending on the nature of the information that has been obtained and how that information is going to be used, obviously companies will have to decide how they go forward. It is a very unfortunate situation. Any retailer, particularly with the advent now of e-commerce and alternative channels, we are in the age where the majority of transactions, particularly during COVID, while still very much physical, are still being filtered through by a system. So it is not even the issue of online and on online modality, quite frankly. This is where all of our data is stored, in cyberspace, as it were. And certainly with the advent of cloud storage systems, it becomes even more important that the security of these systems is brought to the table. Well, you need an immediate assessment of your IT and data security infrastructure. You do need to consider basic security features such as the establishment of firewalls, data, and even device usage policies. Because let's face it, we're all in a very integrated sort of modem, and we have employees, very well meaning employees who we give devices to, we use them. Certainly since COVID and the lockdown, there's little distinction between home and office. The devices essentially are nomadic and they're moving all over the place in different environments, and you're really relying on the diligence of your team members to remember simple things such as how to use the devices and password protections and firewall protections and the use of VPNs and so on. So I think the risk is definitely elevated simply because of our sudden and immediate reliance on the technology. And with that sudden and immediate reliance, we have to ensure that we have now beefed up the systems around that reliance, because there's definitely going to be a lot more leakage and exposure. Work from home policies are now being developed coming out of the pandemic. You're therefore relying on somebody else's security in their house as far as their Wi-Fi system and their ability to access VPN. So there's a lot more openness to your networks, and we do need to first of all audit those holes and try to plug those gaps very, very quickly. So we do need to do some IT security audits. That's the first thing that I would recommend. and not the least of which because of the various dynamics that the pandemic has brought as it relates to work from home policies and bring your own device policies and so on. We now have kids basically using online modalities and you know, we're lending them our devices and so on. We do need to know from our various stakeholders in our schools and so on what their own security policies are. So it is something that we've taken for granted, David. But the risk have clearly increased exponentially during this pandemic. And I would think that the first thing to do would be to get a holistic IT security audit of all devices that are connected to one's network.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Tricia Tanis, on Sagicor's early business.